Good
morning. 弟兄姐妹早。
Please open your Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 4.
请打开圣经到希伯来书第四章。
Probably the most difficult hymn to come into the reality of is just the one that we just sang.
刚刚我们所唱的诗歌或许就是一首最困难能够实践的一首诗歌。
And as life speeds up, this song becoming a reality is even more difficult.
当时间越过越快啊，这样的诗歌似乎在我们的生活实际中啊变成更加的困难。
In fact, a lesson right at the outset, we have to realize that we cannot still our soul.
我们必须要认清一件事，就是我们的魂，我们没有办法使它安静。
This soul, our mind, our emotion, our will are so strong.
我们的魂，包括我们的心思、我们的情感、我们的意志，是那样子的强壮。
That the most disciplined man, woman in the world cannot bring it into subjection totally.
就是这世界上最能够教导的人，也没有办法使这样的一个魂能够啊顺服。
And so, right at the outset, we need the Lord in order to bring us in to a stilled soul.
所以，只有我们的主能够叫我们的魂能够镇静。
When the soul is still, then there's an exchange of place. The spirit takes the place of superiority.
当我们魂能够镇静的时候，灵就成为能够带领的一个地位。
And the spirit of God, which is his mind, his will, and his emotion, dictates.
神的灵就是神的心思，神的情感，神的意志就能够掌权。
It's the Spirit of God then that rules our spirit, our soul, and our body.
乃是神的灵成为那掌管我们灵魂体的那一位。
This takes a lifetime to even begin to come into the reality.
这样的事情必须要尽我们一生的时间才能够使这件事成为一个实际。
From the moment that little baby is born, it's manifesting its life, its soul life.
当一个婴孩出生的时候，我们就看见这样的一个生活，就是一个魂的生活。
And it does not take a parent very long to realize that this child, though it's only 7 pounds, has a very strong soul life.
父母们不需要经过太长的时间就能够发觉这个7磅的小婴孩他那个魂生命的力量是何等的强。
And you can be the best disciplinarian in the world. You can know exactly how to apply the rod. You can correct. But if it's not for the grace of God, the soul of that child remains dominant.
你可能是世界上最会教导的人，你也最懂得用怎么用杖、用杆来管教这个孩子，但是这孩子的魂始终在那里，成为掌管他一生的一个力量。
I'm thankful we sang that song this morning.
我非常的感谢主，我们刚刚所唱的一首诗歌。
But we could sing that song all day, all night, and tomorrow morning, it's not likely our soul would be quiet.
我们尽管能够日夜的来唱那样的诗歌，但是我们的魂呢，仍然没有办法安静。
The worries of the day, the fears of the day, all the things that begin to come in.
忧虑和恐惧啊，很容易又进到我们里头。
And quickly crowd out any thought of being still.
很快的就把那啊叫我们里头能够安静的那个事实，就把它给驱走了。
But it's at this point is where the gospel comes in.
但在这样的情况之当中，我们就需要神的福音。
The good news is that there is a power from within on high, from high.
这个福音就让我们知道有一个力量是要从天上而来。
That empowers our very spirit.
这能够使我们的灵刚强。
Electrifies it, quickens it, enlivens it.
这使我们里头的力量，我们的灵能够刚强起来。
And my soul begins to submit.
我的魂就能够顺服下来。
It will kick and it'll scream because it's at enmity of the spirit.
这个魂在那里会抵挡，会在那里挣扎，因为它是那个灵的一个敌人。
But when we continue to cry out to the Lord day in and day out because of our failure, gradually that spirit comes and dominates.
当我们日夜在神的面前，我们在那里哭求，在那里呼喊的时候，我们慢慢慢慢的，我们就能够经历到这灵的力量。
And we begin walking by the Spirit.
我们就能够按着圣灵而行。
We are controlled by the Spirit.
我们就能够受圣灵的管制。
The very mind, the very motion, the very will of God.
我们的就是受到那神的心思、他的情感、他的意志来管制。
This is a very painful process.
这是一个非常痛苦的过程。
But like everything in life, brothers and sisters, that's painful, it's worth it.
但是在我们生人的一生当中，那许多叫我们痛苦的事情都是有价值的。
This is this whole molding process that we're reminded of last week.
在上一周我们被提醒这整个神制作我们的过程。
It brings us into a corporate people.
是我们能够成为一个团体的一个人。
Oh, if we were more careful in submitting ourselves to the Spirit and not worried about the other person submitting. What a difference it would make.
如果我们个人都能够单单的在来顺服圣灵的带领，而不是去看别人是怎么样的话，这会产生何等大的一个不同。
As the potter, he deals with each one of us one at a time. There's one vase, as if God was up there and there's only one person down here, you.
就好像似乎是神在天上，你就你一个人在地上，神在你身上来做工。
And he's dealing, and if we will let him deal with us, so that he now is ruling our life.
我们就再把自己交在他的手中，他在那里来制作我们。
And we will pray that the same will happen for the person next to us, our spouse.
我们同样的在主的面前也这样祷告，让神也在我们的配偶身上来做同样的工作。
And then one by one.
然后一个按着一个。
Pretty soon you have two filled with God's life.
我们两个，分别的两个人，各自都被神的生命所充满。
A husband and a wife.
丈夫和妻子。
What a beautiful thing when a husband and wife are on the same page.
当一位丈夫和一位妻子，他们能够在同样的一个角中。
And then another husband and wife.
然后又有另外的丈夫和妻子。
And the four of them.
他们四个人。
Are one. Under the headship of Christ.
他们乃是在基督作为元首的底下。
Daring not make one decision.
他们都不敢擅自做自己的决定。
In and out of themselves.
不让自己能够彰显。
But on everything, every thought, coming together and say, Lord, what do you want us to do?
他们乃是都来到主的面前，在那里求问主说，主啊，你要什么？
Not deciding things because this is the way we did it last week.
乃不是说按着我们过去从前上个礼拜怎么做事情来做决定。
But every day,
乃是每一天。
Every meeting,
每一个聚集。
Every conference gathering,
每一个特别聚会
，being as if we've never had one before，
就好像我们从来没有任何的过去的经验一样。
And these two, three, four people say, "Lord,"
有两三个、四个人能够到聚在主的面前说主啊。
We dare not do one thing in the house of God among His people without oneness。
我们在我们当中若是没有从主来的合一，我们不敢胆敢做任何的事情。
And you have something of a corporate expression。
我们就能够有一个。群体的一个彰显。
Not a religious congregation congregating together, just fulfilling assignments.
不是一种宗教性的聚集，只是为了要尽到一个责任。
But every assignment coming from the head and the head alone, as we wait on the Lord.
但是在我们当在主面前等候的时候，每一个都是主所托付我们的。
This is the body of Christ.
这就是基督的身体。
This is something that's not man-made.
这不是人手所造的。
The philosophy of Babel fills the church. The philosophy of Babel fills the church.
啊，不是那个啊啊，像那个巴别的那个所充满的一个聚集。
In other words, we can do it.
意思就是说，不是人觉得人可以做的。
We learn systems.
我们从学习一些系统的。
We learn ways.
我们学习一些道路。
We initiate programs.
我们开始了我们的一些章程。
And man has a religious society.
然后人似乎就有了一个宗教性的团体。
People might get saved in that environment.
也可能有人能够在这样的群体当中能够得救。
There is teaching.
有教导。
There is not an anointing.
但是却没有恩膏。
There is feebleness.
他们这样是非常软弱的光景。
Weakness
是非常软弱的。
Defeat among the believers
是很容易被不信的人所
unhappiness
击败的，不喜乐的。
And a month ago, when we were talking about this very subject, we said that it's a failure of being in that secret place.
这乃是一种失败，他不能够保守在一个隐秘处的生活。
Let's just look at a couple of scriptures this morning.
我们早晨来看一些的经节。
Hebrews 4,
希伯来书第四章
verse 3,
第三节。
For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说。
As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
Just want to underline that phrase, his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
特别强调一下在这里。神造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
And then Genesis 2,
创世纪第二章。
This morning we want to fellowship on this subject of entering God's rest.
今天早晨我们要来交通进入神的安息。
When we're spending time in the Holy of Holies,
当我们能够在至圣所
As we sang this morning behind the veil, when we are within the veil, we come into a rest.
像早晨我们那所唱的诗歌，进入幔内，我们在那里能够得着安息。
And what is the foundation of the rest?
那我们休息的根基是什么呢？
Well, Genesis 2,
在创世纪第二章
the first three verses,
前头三节。
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed.And all their host. And by the seventh day, God completed his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made.
天地万物都造齐了。到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕。就在第七日歇了他一切的功安息了神赐福给第七日定为圣日因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功就安息了
In the Ten Commandments, please turn to Exodus 20.
在出埃及记第二十章那边讲到十条诫命
The first four commandments relate to our relationship with God.
那前面的四条命令讲到我们与神的关系。
And the one commandment that the Holy Spirit has seemed to say the most about is this fourth one.
在这里有第四节是圣灵能够来拯救我们。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work.But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it, you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy.
从第八节开始，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日使安息，便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
Psalm 95，
诗篇第九十五篇。
Very, very important word, this word rest.
安息这个字是非常非常的重要。
We think of it quickly and we don't give it much thought.
我们常常都不太来思想这件事。
But if we read the fourth chapter of Hebrews, we find out it's the very thing that kept the children of Israel out of the promised land.
当我们看见那使以色列没有办法进入那应许之地的就是这件事，就是他们不能安息。
Psalm 95 verse 8，
诗篇第九十五篇第八节。
Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as in the days of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation,and said they are people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways. Therefore I swore in my anger, truly, they shall not enter my rest.
第八节，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。那时你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为。40年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓。竟不晓得我的作为，所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Matthew 12，
马太福音第十二章。
Jesus was always having trouble with the Pharisees because he was doing something good on the Sabbath day, the day of rest.
法利赛人常常来找主耶稣的麻烦，因为他常常在安息日。做工。
And because of their total misunderstanding of what the Old Testament rest Sabbath day really meant, they were at odds with Jesus.
因为法利赛人他完全错误的了解那在旧约当中所讲到安息日的安息的意义，所以他们跟主耶稣总是过不去。
So let's begin with the sixth verse, Matthew 12.
在马太福音十二章，我们从第六节。
This is Jesus speaking, but I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
从第六节开始，但我告诉你们，这是主耶稣所说的，在这里有一人比殿更大。我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了，因为人子是安息日的主。
And the answer to this question on the Sabbath is found in Matthew 11.
这对于安息日的意义的一个回答呢，它的解释是在第十一章
，verse 28，
第二十八节
，Matthew 11:28. Come to me, Jesus is speaking, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle, humble in heart. You shall find rest for your souls.For my yoke is easy, and my load is light.
马太福音十一章第二十八节，这是主耶稣所说的：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来， 我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord,
主哦，
recognize even the simplest command of Psalm 46:10, be still my soul, is impossible for us.
主在诗篇那里所讲到，叫我们的魂要安息，但这件事情对我们是何等的困难。
Our whole being has been programmed with agitation, fear, worry, elation, inordinate elation.
我们这个全人常常的似乎已经被定好了，就是要沮丧，要发怒，要有许多的搅扰。
But we thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢主，你把圣灵赐给了我们。
The Spirit that was in the Lord Jesus.
这个灵乃是在主耶稣基督里。
The Spirit of the Father.
乃是父神的灵。
And given it to us at our new birth.
当我们重生的时候，这个灵便赐给了我们。
And right now we need that spirit.
在这个时候，我们需要这个灵。
To comprehend spiritual things.
来帮助我们了解属灵的事。
Not only with our minds, but with the eyes and the ears of our hearts.
不单单只是我们的心思里头，而是在我们心里面，我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵。
Lord, we submit to you.
我们把我们自己降服在你面前。
Our whole being.
我们把我们全人都降服。
That you would be able to speak today.
主好叫你能够向我们说话。
Correct, convict.
来纠正我们，来光照我们。
And encourage.
来鼓励我们。
Speak, for your servants are listening.
主你请说，你的仆人静听。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.It's wonderful when we think of this word rest to know that the Lord's work, God's work was finished from the foundation of the earth.
当我们来思想安息这件事情的时候，实在是叫我们觉得何等的美好，因为神创造之功在创造天地的时候已经完成了。
So before the thought of man even entered in to God's heart,
所以当我们来思想我们要进入神的心意的时候，
God had already made provision.
神已经把一切的供应都预备好了。
God is different than Congress.
我们的神跟国会不一样。
Congress loves to make laws and rules and regulations.
国会喜欢立法案，喜欢来修正法案。
And they forget that a good law has to be enforced.
他们忘记这个法案虽好，但是它必须要能够执行出来。
It's easy to make demands.
要提出要求很容易。
Set down the law.
我们就把法案给立好。
But then enforcing it can be something else.
但是你要执行这个法案，就是不一样的。
Oh, this is a great promise in Hebrews 4:3.
在希伯来书四章三节那边有非常伟大的应许。
From the foundation of the world, His works.We're accomplished. We're done.
在创造天地、创造根基的时候，他一切的工作都已经完成了。
God has never made a decision out of stress, out of agitation.
神从来不会因为压力的缘故他要做一些决定。
Everything has been thought out.
所有的事情都是经过他非常仔细的。
God says, "I want to create man to be a bride to my son, a gift to my son.
神说我要造一个人，造一个配偶，作为我所爱的爱子的一个礼物，一个配偶。
And I want this man to have a free will.
我也要这样的一个人呢，他有自由的意志。
The very freedom that God and the Son enjoy.
就像是父与子他们有的那个自由的意志一样。
So that they're not a robotic lover, but a lover that says,I love you.
所以这样的一个爱的人呢，他不是因为像机器人一样来爱神，他乃是因为出于他自己的意思。
A love that comes from free choice.
乃是他自己选择的一个爱。
But as God saw this in his mind. He saw that man with that free choice would also choose another God.
但是神他的意他心里面他也知道这样的一个人他借着他的自由的意志他也能够选择另外一个神。
And that God was man himself.
这样的一个神呢就是人的自己。
Instead of pleasing God, he would, out of his free will, choose to please himself.
与其来敬拜这位真神他却选择了来敬拜自己。
And as God thought about that, as that was discussed in the councils of the Godhead,
在神的主权里头他想到这件事情的时候
God saw in his heart the whole redemptive plan.
神在他心思里头他就预备了整个完整的救赎的计划。
Man would fail.
人会失败。
But I will put into effect another way.
但是我却要把这个事实来做一个安排。
In which I can gain this affection back.
借着这样的安排我能够把这个人的情感他爱神的心再把它挽回过来。
A holy, pure affection.
是一个完全纯洁的一个感情。
And as he thought through all of that,
当他看了这一切的事情
came to a place where He had a perfect bride, even in the heavenlies, all in his mind.
在天上，在他的心思里头，这一切他都已经看到了，有一位那心腹。
And so the work of God was finished.
所以我们就看见神一切的工都成全了。
It's like an architect. Once that architect sees that structure, that building, all the facets of it in his mind, it's just a matter of jotting it down. It's done.
就好像一位建筑师在他的心思里头当他看见了那个房屋结构的雏形的时候在他的心思里头其实他看见整个完整的房屋的样子。
And it now just has to be worked out by the engineers and the builders.
在他心思里头这一切都完成了只是必须要经过一些工程师一些实际的工作来建造。
Brothers and sisters,This thought is no small thing.
弟兄姐妹，这样的一个思想不是一件小事。
When this becomes a part of our very being, it takes away all stress.
当这样的一个心思成为我们在我们里面成型的时候，就把我们的一切的压力给除去。
God does not take us along here and just drop us off a cliff.
神并没有把我们带到悬崖呢，就让我们掉下去。
It doesn't matter what is happening in our life.
他无论是在我们生活当中发生什么样的事情
It can be a terminal disease.
可能是一个绝症
All his works were done. There's purpose in it.
他的功已经都成就了在那里有一个他的旨意
There is a life in it.
在那里头有一个生命
There's a goal.
有一个目标
And his perfect purpose will be accomplished.
他的旨意完全都会成就
And God is a much more pleasant, more wise parent than we will ever be to our children.
相对于我们对我们做父母对我们的孩子来讲神他比我们远远的有智慧
Would a parent ever think for a minute of bringing their child along and just say, jump off this cliff? It's crazy.
如果有一个父母呢，他会把他孩子带到一个悬崖的面前，然后让他掉下去呢？这是一个疯狂的一件事。
So we read there in Genesis 2, when the Lord created the heavens and the earth, He rested.
在我们读创世纪二章二节那里，我们看见当神创造了天地之后，他安息了。
Done.
完成了。
Before man ever did one thing.
在人还没有做任何一件事情之前
God rested.
神已经安息了。
This morning we had the Lord's table.
今天早晨我们有主的桌子。
This is called the first day of the week.
就叫做主日的第一日。
Tomorrow begins the work day.
明天开始我们工作的生活。
We begin from a place of rest.
我们乃是从安息开始的。
God's rest.
神的安息。
God rested.
神在那里安息。
As far as God was concerned, everything was done.
对神而言，一切的事，一切的工都完成了。
Nothing more had to be done.
没有其他再多需要多做的。
Man, eat from the tree of life.
人从知识善恶树上的果子吃了。
Enjoy my company. Enjoy my company, God says.
神说，你们要喜悦我的同在。
And I will enjoy you.
我也能够喜悦你。
Perfect union.
这是一个完全的一个。
Perfect love.
这是一个完全的爱。
Of course, man sinned.
但是人犯罪了。
And if we could just jump ahead for a minute, in time, we would say the Lord said on the cross, it's finished.
我们现在如果穿越时空，我们看到在十字架上的主耶稣，他说成了。
Similar thought.
是同样的意思，心思。
When those garments that God made for Adam and Eve, an animal had to be killed.
当神为着堕落以后的亚当夏娃所做的衣服，我们看见有动物必须要被杀。
When those robes of righteousness were put on the man and the woman, it's finished.
当义袍被披在男人女人身上的时候，这个工作已经完成了。
What is finished?
到底什么是完成？
The potential for sin. The potential. One does not have to sin.
就是我们犯罪的一个潜能。
And all sin has been covered.
我们一切的罪恶都被遮盖了。
What else has been finished?
还有什么是完成的？
Man's love for the world. He's drawn to this world.
就是世界对我们人的吸引。
All the systems of this world have a great effect on us.
这世界的所有的体系对我们都非常有吸引。
Just think of the whole system of finance.
那我们就想想财务这个系统里头。
The whole system of education.
我们这个教育的体系。
The whole system of medicine.
这个医学的体系。
The whole system of culture.
文化的体系。
All these systems have a huge pull on our life.
这所有的体系似乎在那里都在吸引着我们。
They easily become an idol.
很容易就成为我们的偶像。
In our day and age, education is a huge potential to become idolatrous.
在我们所在的世代当中，这个教育的体系很容易就成为我们所敬拜的偶像。
Education is an extension of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
教育就是那像在善恶分别善恶树上果子的一个延伸。
And many believers think.This is the answer. I must get this type of an education.
就连信徒们来也看到这样的教育是我们所需要的。
Without the grace of God,
如果没有神的恩典。
Without a humility in the student,
如果没有一个学生的谦卑。
A student will succumb to this tree of knowledge of good and evil found in education.
这学生呢，就会把教育变成。另外一个分别善恶树的果子。
If he is successful or she is successful, the result is pride.
如果他借着这个教育他成功了，他所带进的就是骄傲。
If for some reason they do not do well, the opposite is depression.
如果他学得不好，他所带来的就是沮丧。
But when the Lord Jesus says finished, this affection, this inordinate love,For these systems of the world was dealt with.
当主说成了的时候，就连对于这些所有体系的那个爱和那个感情和吸引呢，就一切都被埋葬了。
Victory, as we sang and prayed around the Lord's table this morning, over sin.
今天早上我们在这里赞美的时候，我们看见我们已经得胜了罪恶。
Over this inordinate soul life, this cell life that is so strong.
已经得胜了我们这个魂的生命。
Victory over the world and all the nuances and snares out there.
得胜了这世界和其中一切的这些情欲。
Victory over our arch enemy, Satan himself.
这个得胜乃是得胜我们的仇敌。
Living a victorious life.
我们要能够活出一个得胜的生活。
This, brothers and sisters, is where we begin.
这是我们的开始。
AndGod rested.
所以神他安息了
from all his work.
在他一切的工上他安息。
Not just creative work.
不是只是创造的工。
But all spiritual work.
所有一切属灵的工。
When he rested there in the garden, he saw his son on Calvary.
当他在伊甸园安息的时候，他已经看见了他的儿子在在十字架上。
That everything sinister, everything antagonistic to God was neutralized.
这所有的事情关于神要成就的事情都已经完成了。
And brought under.
都已经服下来了。
For one purpose.
为着一个旨意。
That you and I can enter into that rest.
就是叫我们能够进入这个安息。
Our life is not to be heavy.
我们的生活并不是要沉重。
Worrisome.
并不是要非常的忧虑
，wondering what's going to happen，
并不是要非常好奇要发生什么事。
Pick up the newspaper and one and naturally just freezes，
而是也不是看到报纸就觉得哎呀，叫我们非常的惊恐。
One wants to lock their door with 10 locks and never walk out，
不是叫我们恐惧，就是要把我们的门加上十个锁，然后不敢出门。
He rested.
他安息了。
And we're to rest.
我们也要安息。
The Lord wanted to teach this for 1,000 years to the children of Israel.
神在以色列百姓子民身上，他经过几千年的要来教导这件事。
So he said, you need to rest on the sixth day.
所以他告诉他们说，你在第六日要安息。
We call it the Sabbath.
我们称它为安息日。
The Old Testament is filled with this special day.
在旧约当中我们就看见这个特别的日。
It was to just do one thing.
在这日子呢只做一件事。
Actually two things.
两件事。
Show to the children of Israel that the Lord Jesus and the Father was their rest.
他乃是要借着这个日子来告诉他们父与子都安息了。
Everything about that day was restful.
在那个日子里头所充满的就是安息。
You didn't even have to go out and the first 40 years and gather food.
在头四十年他这个安息的日子里头他们就不需要出去外面来收取食物。
There was the gathering on the day before for both days.
在那个日子之前也有一个日子是他们聚集的日子。
So what was that day for?
那日子是为着什么呢?
It was a holy day.
乃是一个圣日。
It was set apart to remember God.
乃是被分别出来纪念神。
To meditate upon Him.
来思想神。
To have the soul still.
乃是让他们的魂能够安息。
To remind them of why they were created.
借着提醒他们，他们是为什么被造。
To be a lover of the Most High.
让他们能够成为那至高者的一个爱人。
There was no television. There was no computer.
在那里没有电脑，也没有电话。
So in one sense, it was easy just to be quiet.
在那里似乎是非常简单的，就是安静。
The children of Israel hated that day.
但是以色列子民却非常厌恶那个日子。
And they never kept that day.
他们并没有守这个日子。
Once in a while in history, there would be a slight revival, but most of the time, it was a day of thinking about.Tomorrow's plans.
在他们历史当中，或许有过几次的复兴，但大部分的光景，他们都是在那里筹划着下一个日子该怎么样。
What's going to happen with the stock market tomorrow?
我们股票市场明天会如何呢
？What's going to happen at work tomorrow?
我明天在工作当中会发生什么事呢
？Can I get this, make this deal?
我能不能得到这个合同
？If that was not enough, God used something else to remind him.Of the Sabbath rest.
神还用其他的事情来提醒他们关于这个安息日。
At the end of 6 years, there was a sabbatical year. One whole year they were to rest.
在每经过六年之后，后面后头必须要有一个安息年。
And during this year, they did not have to plant.
在这安息年当中，他们不需要耕种。
And if there were small.Little saplings of in the vineyards, say the sixth year, that weren't ready to produce.
如果有一些还没有成熟的一些植物
，God says, "Don't worry, take the seventh year off. I'll provide."
神说，你们不用担心这些 你们还是要守这个安息年。
And the seventh year, eighth year, and the ninth year, there would be provision until this new fruit came forth.
在那第七年、第八年、第九年中间，他就会看见神亲自叫这些植物能够成长。
Besides this Sabbath every week, besides the atonement, which was a Sabbath unto the Lord, God gave one whole year.
除了在每一周所要守的安息日之外，神他特别了，还定了这个安息年。
And the children of Israel resented it.
但是以色列的子民却拒绝这样的安排。
See, brothers and sisters, we are fallen.
弟兄姐妹，我们是堕落的。
We have to do something.
我们总觉得我们必须要做一些事。
This meant walking by faith.
有一个人，他乃是凭着信心而生活。
This meant trusting God.
他是完全信靠神。
I could eat today, but instead of being satisfied with knowing that He's going to take care of tomorrow, I started worrying about tomorrow.
我今天能够有食物，但是呢，我与其没有相信神会供应，我们就开始为着明天而忧虑。
And so, for 490 years, the children of Israel hated this sabbatical year.
有490年的之长的时间啊，这以色列百姓他们拒绝这安息年。
We want to have a self-confidence.
他们总要希望能够有自信，靠着自己。
We got to make sure that there's going to be adequate food.
我们要怎么样子来安排，来保证我们确保我们能够有足够的食物。
And besides that, I don't want to be satisfied just with a daily portion. I want to have money in the bank.
我们也不想满足于只有这些食物，我们还要在银行里头呢要有存款。
We want to have financial security.
我们要有这个财务上面的一个保证。
So we don't have to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, give us this day our today's bread.
所以我们就不用来到神的面前，来到父神的面前，向神祷告求说，求你将今天的食物赐给我。
Oh, brothers and sisters, the world has crept so into the body and into the church.
这个世界是如何的来侵蚀主的身体。
Security,Financial independence, insurance, all of these things dominate our hearts.
从这个安全、财务各方各面的需要，他来那里来占据了我们的心。
Our souls are not still. They're agitated. They're fearful. They're wondering.
我们的魂呢没有办法安息，我们的魂充满了恐惧惊慌。
Making all kinds of, well, what if this happens?
我们总是在那里猜测着这个事情发生的话会怎么办呢？
So like in the financial markets, we hedge against this happening.
所以就像这个财务的市场，我们就有一个计划，怎么样来避免这样的事情发生。
And we hedge over here.
那我们在这里呢，我们也做投机。
So in the event of all of these things happening, I'll still be secure.
我们尽的所能的，就来确保我们的安全。
That's not the way the Lord wanted us to live.
这并不是神所要我们生活的方式。
He wanted us to be like an espoused wife.
神乃是要我们像是一个配偶、一位妻子来生活。
2 Corinthians 11, 1, 2, 3, we have a beautiful picture of that espoused wife.
在哥林多后书那里，我们看见那童贞、贞洁的童女。
Most of history, the wife has been totally at the mercy of her husband.
在人类整个历史来看，我们看见妻子乃是在那里全心的来倚靠她的丈夫。
For good or for worse.
无论是好或是坏。
Riches or poor.
无论是财富或是贫穷。
I love you.
我爱你。
I'm marrying you.
我与你结婚。
I put my trust in you.
我把我的信托完全交付你。
If you make mistakes,
如果你犯错了
，I still trust you. I just follow you.
我还是相信你，我还是跟随你。
I don't love you because you're mistake-free.
我不是因为你从来不会犯错，我才跟随你。
I give my whole being to you. This is espousal.
我乃是像一个配偶一样，把全人都交托在。
Paul is so grateful, and he reminds the church there in Corinth, they're a spouse to Christ.
保罗在哥林多后书那里提醒教会，他乃是基督贞洁的童女。
How it grieves our heavenly Father when we trust the world and not Him.
当我们来信靠这个世界，而不是相信父神的时候，父神的心是何等的难过。
Everything, brothers and sisters, in our life that we will ever be confronted with.The answer is in his love letter to us.
弟兄姐妹，在我们一生当中所有发生的事情，我们都能够从神的话语里头能够找着答案。
Every marriage question and problem.
所有婚姻的难处和问题。
Every question whether regarding raising children.
所有养育孩童的问题。
Every question in the body, how does two or three meet together under the headship of Christ.
在基督的身体里头，两三个人如何能够顺服在主基督的权柄底下的这些问题。
Oh, man can orchestrate it very easily, but that's not under the headship of Christ.
人是可以任凭己意而行，但那并不是服在基督的权柄底下。
How does all of this happen?
这一切的事情是如何发生的呢？
Only when we come under,
就当我们服在权柄底下
，His authority,
是他的权柄
，Under His word,
是在他的话语权柄
，Under His leading,
是在他的带领的底下
，Under His guidance,
在他的引领底下
，Jesus is constantly saying, "Come unto me, I am the rest."
主耶稣在那里重复的说着，我就是安息。
Our lives are not meant to be agitated.
我们的生活并不是要叫我们常常的受刺激。
We're to be as simple as that little 2 and 3 year old.
我们应该向着两三岁的一个孩子。
My father will be provide.
我父亲会供应我一切。
Some believers say, I'm so weak.
有些信徒说我很软弱。
Brothers and sisters, weakness is not our problem.
软弱并不是我们的问题。
It's our worldly strength.
乃是我们这个在世界上的这个力量
，strong souls that have answers for everything，
是我们的魂啊，强壮的魂，似乎对一切的事情都有答案。
Quick to give worldly advice to brothers and sisters when questions come up。
我们当弟兄姐妹有问题的时候，我们很自然的就从这个世界里头就给一些答案。
Instead of turning each one over to the Lord，
而不是把我们彼此带到主的面前。
Going to the Lord for wisdom。
来到主的面前寻求智慧。
Going to the Lord for His mind.
到主的面前来明白他的心思。
His emotion.
他的情感。
His wisdom.
他的智慧。
On answering these various and many things.
来成为这一切许多问题的一个解答。
It's the only way we enter into His rest.
这是我们能够进入他安息的唯一的方法。
We talked about recently about the secret place.
我们最近有提到隐秘处。
It's only in that secret place early in the morning do we get the manna, the living Christ into our hearts.
在每个清晨，只有在隐秘处，我们才能够得着使我们有力量的玛拿。
Since we naturally are Babel people, there's not anything that we cannot do.
我们的天性都是属于巴比伦的性情，我们总觉得我们可以做一切的事。
Oh, it's amazing.You can take any subject, including spiritual thing. Man has answers.
我们好像对所有的事情，包括似乎好像属灵的事情，我们都能够产生一些答案。
But when we come into that secret place,
当我们来到隐秘处的时候
，the holy of holies,
至圣所
，within the veil,
在幔内
，outside the camp.
在营外
，into Beulah Land，
是在荣美之地
；on the Hallelujah side，
在哈利路亚的一边
；that quiet time with the Lord，
那与神安静的时间
；then and then only，
只有那样的情况
；even when we're sitting here around the Lord's table or like this， is our soul quiet？
只有即使在主的桌子面前，我们的魂也必须要安静。
Before I was able to partake of the Lord's table this morning.
在我能够来领主的饼杯的时候
I had to take care of asking forgiveness, 3 or 4 people.
我必须要为着几个人来在主面前求赦免。
This is a way of life.
这是我们生活的方式。
We go on and on with hidden things in our mind, in our hearts.
在我们心思里头，我们常常总是有一些隐藏的事。
Because we do not get quiet with the Lord.
因为我们并没有办法在主的面前安静。
We do not realize, brothers and sisters, until we're quiet with the Lord, that we're only to see Christ in one another.
我们如果没有办法在主的面前能够安静，我们乃是在彼此欺哄。
That's all. We see so much more often than just the Lord Jesus.
我们很多时候我们似乎注意其他很多事情，而不是单单的来注意我们的主。
Everyone in this room has a different disposition.
在我们每个人的身上有不同的问题。
And it's not always Christ's disposition.
这并不是常常都是主基督。
We also have all different personalities.
我们有不同的人格性格。
And because of our self-centeredness, it's only our personality that we approve of.
当我们常就是特别赞赏我们自己的这个性格。
And it's very easy to look around and find out this little person here, that person there, this person here grates upon me, irritates me.
我们很容易就看见是这个人是那个人是那个人他在那里搅扰我影响了我。
And that is sin.
那个是一个罪。
And we build our case. The reason I really would like to love him, but.
那我们在我们心思里头我们就好像要防备自己要辩护自己就产生许多的原因。
This is rampant in the body of Christ.
这乃是在基督的身体里头的一个伤害。
Now we expect it in the world. We expect this kind of behavior in the world.
在世界上呢我们常常能够看见这样的事。
This is the reason why the church is so feeble.
这也是为什么教会是软弱。
And why the Lord calls us to repent.
为什么主教我们要悔改。
Repent to Him.
要向他悔改。
And when we have outwardly offended someone, go to that person.
当我们在外面我们得罪了哪一个人我们必须要来到他的面前向他认错。
And ask for forgiveness.
And 请他来赦免。
That puts the soul life down.
就把我们的魂的地位给降低。
And God's Spirit is able to come in.
神的灵就能够进到我们里头来。
We're living by God's Spirit then, rather than our Spirit.
我们乃是靠着神的灵而生活。
The secret is the secret place.
这个秘诀就是在隐秘处。
I think we get the idea from the Old Testament that there is a special place that just special people attain to. That is the Holy of Holies.
我们在旧约当中，我们似乎产生一个观念，就似乎是在特定的时候，特定的人到特定的地方，那才是至圣的地方。
And if we do enough work in the outer court, if we do enough service in the holy place,
当我们在外院做了许多事，我们在圣所也预备了许多事情。
Then, maybe perchance, we'll get to at least put a toe in the Holy of Holies.
或许我们的脚趾头呢，能够踏进那至圣所。
Brothers and sisters, our life begins in the Holy of Holies.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活乃是从至圣所开始的。
There, the mercy seat is sprinkled with the blood of Christ.
在那施恩座上有那耶稣基督的宝血。
It is in the Holy of Holies, Jesus says, "Come unto me."
乃是在至圣所的地方，主耶稣说：“你们来就近我。”
Before the sun comes up, come unto me.
在日出之前。你们来到我面前。
Let me speak to you.
让我来对你说话。
Learn of me.
你们来学我的样式。
I am humble.
我是柔和谦卑。
I am lowly. I am meek.
我是谦卑的。
Come unto me.
你们要来到我这里。
And I will give you rest.
我就使你得安息。
Our life on this earth and among the brothers and sisters depends on one thing.
我们在地上的生活，还有我们在弟兄姐妹的中间我们乃是取决一件事
：time in the Holy of Holies，
乃是在至圣所里的时间。
Out from the Holy of Holies comes service.
从至圣所的里头才能够产生服事。
We don't come in backwards from the outer court into the holy place and then come in to the Holy of Holies.
我们不是倒过来的，我们不是从营外到外院到内院到圣所才到至圣所。
Our life originates there in that holy place, Holy of Holies.
我们的生活应该是从至圣所开始。
Having time with God alone.
单独的与神有一段时间。
Sitting at His feet.
在坐在他的脚前。
Quietly letting Him do the talking.
让他来向我们说话。
Looking at a scripture and looking at it as a love letter.
读他的话语像是在读情书一样。
When you're reading a love letter, you're not talking.
当你在读情书的时候，你并不会不断的说话。
We're listening.
我们乃是在听。
And you read it over again, say, wow, what's behind that word?
我们就不断的读，在思想，哎，这句话是什么意思呢？
And then you read it again.
你就再读一次。
Just a few verses.
可能就是简短的几句。
And allowing that word to come in.
让这些话语能够进到我们里面。
Not just to hear.
不是在我们的头脑里头。
So many of our fellowships can be on Friday night. Our gatherings can be mental.
我们很多的交通啊，可能都停留在我们的脑袋里头。
Our time around the Lord's table can be very much from our soul, our emotions, our mind, but no penetration of the heart.
我们在主的桌子的聚集当中，也可能是在我们的心思情感里头，而不是真正进到我们心的里头。
This morning, a couple of times, there was maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds of silence after someone prayed around the table.
在我们主日擘饼当中，或许有二三十秒的时间是在祷告的中间，是一段安静的时候。
What a precious time that is.
那样的安静时间是何等的宝贵。
Things come at us so fast. Someone prays, then we sing, and it's hard to even keep up.
很多时候我们又是祷告，又是唱诗歌，我们就觉得好像我们都很难跟得上这个步调。
Finding rest in Christ takes time.
要在基督里面找着安息，必须要有花时间。
God has provided time, brothers and sisters, for us to have time with Him.
神实在是给我们许多的时间，让我们在这当中能够找着与他安静的时间。
If we're not at rest, ask Him to have more time with Him.
如果我们没有安息，就求他把与他在一起的时间再赐给我们。
It is His will.
这是他的心意。
You and I, when we were saved, God seated us with Him, with Him in the heavenlies.
当我们得救的时候，他已经把他自己种在我们心里头。
That's a beautiful position.
那是一个非常宝贵的一个
场面。All the tranquility of heaven is ours.
所有天上的一切产业和祝福都已经赐给我们。
One of the books that turned my life upside down, 1971, was this little book, "Sit, Walk, and Stand" by Watchman Nee.
在1971年，有一本书是尼托森弟兄所写的，就是《坐、站、行》。
It's a book covering the gospel, the epistle to the Ephesians.
这本书就是主要是讲到以弗所书。
And the first part of the book just has to do with this word sit.
在这本书一个起头的地方就讲到关于这个坐。
If you raise children, you know how many times you have to say sit.
如果你们有小孩子的话，你们就知道你们要常常要说，告诉孩子说要坐好，坐下。
We do not sit naturally. We do not rest naturally.
我们天然的性格，我们没有办法自然的就是坐得很好。坐下坐得很好。
But from the foundation of the world, God's work was finished.
站在神创造天地的起头，他的工已经完成了。
Which included Him being seated.
但是包括他坐下这件事。
He is seated, and we sit with Him.
他已经坐下，我们也应当坐下。
May the Lord quiet our hearts.
愿主来安静我们的心。
May we not run around like chickens with our head cut off.
叫我们不要像是一个断头的鸡到处乱跑。
But learn at His feet.
叫我们能够在他脚前学习。
Simply yielding to Him.
乃是降服在他的面前。
And tell the Lord.
告诉他。
I want to be a restful person.
我希望愿意成为一个安息的人。
As the world speeds up, I want myself, our family, to be a family of rest.
当这世界的脚步越来越快的时候，我愿意我自己、我的家人都能够安息。
The best on the job, but a restful heart.
我们可能是一个工作，但是我们的心却是很安息的。
The best of students, but still, 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep.
就像学生，他可能只有六七个小时睡觉。
It's ordained by God.
但是我们却能够找到安息的时间，这是神所定的。
If you're not getting proper sleep, students, something's wrong.
如果你没有做学生的人，如果你没有得着好的休息，那你有问题了。
We have an opportunity, brothers and sisters, in this day and age, to be a testimony like no other age.
我们在这末世的世代当中，我们有一个特别的机会来为主做见证。
To demonstrate to the world our rest in Him.
来向这个世界做一个见证，就是见证我们的安息。
We never see Jesus running. He never said, "I am busy."
我们从来没有看到主耶稣说他在那里奔跑。他会说，或者说，他说：“我非常忙。”
No, we see him sitting there at the well of Sychar.
我们看见他坐在那个叙加的井旁。
Time for that woman.
他有为了有花时间与那个妇女谈话。
Time for Mary Magdalene, who was absolutely the most wretched woman probably on the face of the earth ever.
他也跟那个被鬼附的玛利亚。
She had so yielded her body, her soul, to herself and to the demonic that she was full of demons. 7 demons, complete.
她的这个人的体，她的魂，她完全都交给了魔鬼。她甚至她身上被七个鬼给附了。
Jesus had time for her.
但是主仍然与她有时间相处。
He could recognize people like that because he walked around rest in rest with his father.
他乃是在与父的安息里头，在那里行走。
Not, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'm busy, I'm too busy.
而不是说在那里匆匆忙忙的在那里奔跑，说啊我太忙了，太没有时间了。
Remember what the people advised Bartimaeus, they're the blind man in Jericho. Don't bother him.
在耶利哥那里的瞎子。在那里呼喊的时候，他们就跟他讲说：“你不要来搅扰他。”
Jesus was quiet.
主耶稣他确实很安静。
And so he could hear the nudging of his father.
所以他能够听见他天父的声音。
We have the same potential.
我们也有这样的一个潜能。
So when some foreigner is heading down this road to Gaza, Philip heard.
当有人从这里经过，我们能够听见。主在我们身上的声音。
He left what was here because his whole soul was at rest to follow. And he followed God's bidding to go see the eunuch on the Gaza.
Philip, okay. 所以腓力他能够听见父神的声音，所以他能够来跟随他。
We see it throughout the word. This whole concept.Of rest and unrest.
我们实在是在世界当中，我们都在面临这两件事：安息和没有安息。
Who had a greater potential for being agitated than David from his youth to his 70th year on his deathbed?
对大卫来讲，从他年幼到他年长以后，他是最可以受到影响、受到刺激、受到搅扰的。
Absolutely, 70 years of extreme pressure.
他乃是活在一个极大的压力底下。
And he continually came back day in and day out, day in and day out to that place of rest.
但是他却能够日日夜夜的 都能够回到那安息的所在。
And the opposite is his counterpart, King Saul.
相对的就是他的仇敌那个扫罗王。
What do I do? Samuel's not here.
扫罗总是想着，那个撒母耳不在，那我应该做什么呢？
Worry, fear, wondering, agitation caused him to make a bad decision.
忧虑、恐惧、怀疑、疑惑就导致他做了一个错误的决定。
May we enter the Lord's rest.
愿我们都能够进入主的安息。
We thank you this morning, Father, that your son entered that rest.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的儿子已经进入安息。
And that we also can.
我们也可以进入。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.